Radio Network.
Okay, folks, I got a bunch of business stuff I got to take care of. I'm so busy. Jason Berman's going to be sitting in News Blitz and Key Info on the Google Police State Info, on government narcotics trafficking in Afghanistan, mainstream news. A lot of big new developments coming up with Jason and your phone calls for those that are holding. William Dean is our guest. Imagine foreign group here in the country with government backing saying we're going to rise up and kill you. Movies that push this message. I mean, they really want us at each other's throat. That is the goal. And we need to not go along with this. Tim in Oregon, you're on the air with William Dean. Go ahead. Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, I just wanted to point out the media backlash against Ron Paul, or Rand Paul. I got a bunch of headlines here. I got one from Newsweek that's conservative backlash against Rand Paul. I got the New York Times saying...
Yeah, no, it's a big, no, I've seen it. It's a big backlash. He won by 33 points over his other competitor, and now they're going to come after him because he's a symbol, but it isn't going to work because when the media attacks somebody now, the public knows that person's good. Go ahead, caller.
Exactly. I'm sorry if I sound a little shaken up here, but while I was waiting on the phone here, I got a call from Oregon Department of Revenue, and they threatened to throw me in prison if I don't pay a past debt, so I'm... a little shaken up, but yeah, I'm pretty excited about this whole Rand Paul thing.
Well, they're scared. I mean, they're scared, yeah. And I appreciate your call. We got to move quick, but yeah, they're really going to come after Rand Paul now because he's a shoe-in to win that senator seat. Your comments on that, William?
I think it's definitely proceeding forward there, and everybody out there has to remember people like Rand Paul and didn't win, and Bennett didn't lose, and Spexer didn't lose. J.D. Hayworth didn't get so quickly close to McCain without the sacrifice financially and time of a lot of people. When we were talking off the air, I wanted everybody to realize you're looking for different organizations to support. And, of course, AllyPack.us, we're going to do our very best to rank these races and tell you who needs help and who's on our side on immigration through our endorsements page. But, you know, we want people to understand each one of these campaigns, not only for federal office, but for state office or county commissioner, they're all mini organizations, miniature organizations that need people and funding, volunteers and people to get involved. And so if you've never done it before in your life, and if you're looking for the best groups in the country right now to join to fight for secure borders and against illegal immigration, I would say even more importantly than joining AllyPack is to join your local congressional and U.S. Senate or state House and Senate candidate campaigns that you know are with us against amnesty and for border.
Absolutely, folks. Boots on the ground. Keith in Texas, you're on the air.
Alex, great to talk to you again. It's Keith with Funkmaster 5. I got a chance to talk to Dennis Miller this morning about Rand Paul, and I talked to him about how a lot of people are disappointed with the neocons taking over the Tea Party. And I also was able to plug Invisible Empire a couple times on his show, get him to talk to me about it a little bit. I'll have the video up here in a few days.
Awesome. What else is on your mind, Keith?
Well, I just think the Rand Paul thing is going to make ripples. I think it's really important for people to get on shows, call like I did, talk about it, and just get the word out there.
God bless you, Keith. Bill in St. Louis, last caller for William Dean. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. How you doing, bud?
All right, buddy.
Mr. Dean, how you doing? Great interview, great show. Answer me this question. Where's the Minutemen? Why? What did they dry up and disappear? Where's the Minutemen?
Well, you become a Minuteman. You go down there and watch the border. When you see crime and murder and death, call the police. The Minutemen are down there. They just get demonized and infiltrated and attacked. We only got about 30 seconds left. William Dean, I mean, where's the Minuteman? You're looking in the mirror. Go ahead.
Well, most of the Minutemen groups, there's still a couple ones out there, but they haven't had any border operations running for a while, and they've sort of dissipated and had some inner conflicts and other stuff like that. They're not a real, political presence. But the other national groups, FAIR, Numbers USA, Americans for Legal Immigration Pact, the larger groups that have been more diversely involved in the fight against illegal immigration, we're all still humming, even though it's a really, really bad economy. But and also a lot of people who are involved with the Minutemen are now part of the Tea Party.
That's right. William, we're out of time. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks, Alex.
Don't forget, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. This new film, Don't Tread on Me, is now at PrisonPlanet.tv for members. God bless.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes sitting in for the final hour. Coming up, I really want to discuss the new developments in Afghanistan and Camp Gecko that interconnect with Hamid Karzai's warlord, CIA-funded, openly for the last 8 years, brother, and opium dealer, because there's a lot more going on there. It really explains the system of plausible deniability. It explains how they use pseudonyms, Colonel John, Colonel Johnny. It also explains how they use Lockheed Martin of the military industrial complex. So we're going to be getting to that. And another huge, huge story we need to talk about. I talked about this on my show over the weekend. Google, over the past several years, they're not telling us how many years, it means more than a few. Okay, so more than 3 years with Google Street Views where they said, hey, we're just going to be taking pictures and mapping out society, and it's going to be great for everybody. Now, if you look at this Times Online headline, Eric Schmidt says Google should not be prosecuted for Wi-Fi records. It actually shows you a car with a device mounted on the top. Now, that's not used to take pictures. See, photographs are taken from cameras. Now, they said over the last several years, accidentally, they were taking all the wireless information. And if you're part of the dumbed down masses and you read the local headlines that were basically in the back of the paper and not made out to be a big deal, you might believe that if you didn't read 3-4 paragraphs in, when you realize, hey, wait a minute, taking pictures has nothing to do with data mining all of the information surrounding them wirelessly. And now Schmidt is pleading with the international and American community not to prosecute him. The chief executive of Google admitted to major privacy mistakes, today as regulators prepare to launch probes into the company for recording personal communications sent over unsecured wireless networks in people's homes. Now, Eric Schmidt is featured ever so shortly in Invisible Empire, and we're going to play that clip briefly coming up, not right now. But he clearly discusses how he wants to talk about what's going on in the world, where we're going, the New World Order, as they call it, referring to the elitists he works with. He is a very intricate part of the military-industrial complex at this point. Eric Schmidt said that the company had not authorized the activity of its streetcar views, give me a break, didn't authorize it, which have been collecting snippets of people's online activities broadcast over unprotected home and business Wi-Fi networks, which, depending on the year, were about 70% to 80% of the wireless networks out there. And this is what he said: no harm, no foul. Hey, Eric, it's not a basketball game, brother. It's real life. Speaking at Google's Zeitgeist conference at the Grove Hilton in Hertfordshire, Mr. Schmidt said that the greater damage had been done to the company's reputation rather than to the individuals themselves. And then he said, oh, it was just a relatively small amount of data that was collected, and it was not authorized. We stopped driving immediately. Total lie. This just came out this week. Most of the country has been mapped with Google Street Views. They didn't stop anything. There appears to be no use of data. It's sitting on a hard drive. And then he goes on to say, we will not delete the collected data until ordered to do so. And again, because it's a military-industrial complex company, they work with the NSA. They're part of a NASA program out there, folks. The UK Information Commissioner's Office has said that the Data Protection Act appeared to have been breached, but that after receiving assurances from Google that it would delete the data as soon as reasonably possible. So again, they were aware that they were collecting data. The UK Information Commissioner's Office knew that this wasn't just about street views. It was about maintaining all of this wireless data, whether that be your emails, your bank accounts, your passwords, the websites you visited, all tracked, traced, and databased on another level with a private company called Google. That's the reality. And the UK Information Commissioner's Office was aware of it, but they were assured, oh, they're going to delete the data as soon as they collect it. They talk to you like you're 5-year-old children. The company admitted last week that the car's radio antenna obtained emails and other bits of information when the vehicles passed through towns and cities. Google said the data was mistakenly collected and only in short bursts as the vehicles passed by and was never used. We're continually struggling with the question, said Schmidt. We have to decide what is and what isn't appropriate in the privacy sphere. Each government and company will decide differently. I don't agree. They're not deciding differently. They're beta testing separate programs across the world. In my film Invisible Empire, I chronicle how the UK for the last year plus has been putting CCTV cameras in sin bin family homes. In other words, their CPS decides what families are bad, and now they're surveilled in their homes with CCTV cameras. This is just another step. We also expose an Invisible Empire. AT&T and all the other large telecommunication companies out there, which Google is becoming a part of, folks, with their Android phone, with their Chrome software. Chrome is another internet browser. It revealed that, oh, they are also taking all of the information and dumping it into a secret room on a private server. Everything you've done on the internet for the past 10 years. Get with reality. All right, I want to play this clip briefly. Do we not have it yet? All right, so we'll play it in the next segment of Eric Schmidt talking about the New World Order. But this is so important to understand. These people need to be prosecuted and then punished to the fullest extent of the law, and journalists need to do their jobs and attend to this situation as front page news. 90% of you out there have Google as your homepage. We use it on a daily basis. The word is now synonymous with the web. It is ingrained in not only pop culture, but culture in general. And I want to move on to another tech story because Pakistan is now blocking Facebook. If you don't understand why we get on the air, we talk about the Cybersecurity Act, the Cyberbullying Act, Obama's plans, and he openly talked about this months and months and months ago, to set up a cybersecurity office with a cybersecurity czar. CNN playing these wacko scenarios where Michael Chertoff and others are talking about regulating the internet as though it's real. Oh my God, a crisis has happened, and you know what? If the people don't like it, that's too damn bad. And you know what? If the governors don't like the National Guard being on the streets with U.S. military, that's too damn bad to watch it for yourself. So Muslim anger prompts Pakistan to block Facebook. And this is how the media plays us off against one another, how they really divide cultures. Pakistan's government ordered internet service providers to block Facebook on Wednesday amid anger over a page that encourages users to post images of who? Islam's prophet Muhammad. And all of this stuff is now hyped up almost a decade later, really almost 9 years later, after 9/11. Without 9/11, people don't understand. No one really cared about these cartoons or depictions of Muhammad because the media didn't play them up to incite violence and misunderstanding and miscommunication among Americans and the Middle East. The Facebook page at the center of the dispute, Everybody Draw Muhammad Day, encourages users to post the images of a prophet on May 20th to protest threads made by a radical Muslim group against the creators of South Park for depicting Muhammad in a bear suit during an episode earlier this year. Now, if you're unaware of this whole South Park situation, before 9/11, South Park did an episode called The Super Best Friends. It was kind of a ripoff of Wonder Woman and Superman, but instead it was all these different religious figures. And then they didn't know it wasn't proper to show an image of Muhammad. So the network didn't know. The South Park guys didn't know. They showed Muhammad. No one made a big deal about it. He was on screen for 22 plus minutes. No one said a word. Nobody. Not a word. So then, 10 plus years later, after 9/11, they want to use the same character, and now they have a huge censored box. You can't hear him. You can't see him. They're just showing you the absurdity about not being able to satirize a very public figure in Muhammad, a very public religious figure. And now it's all over the place, and it's used for division, and it has prompted Pakistan, to block Facebook. Can you imagine living in a country, much like China, where they just block YouTube, they block Facebook, you no longer have a way to get open source information? That's why the internet is so important in this info war. Without it, we couldn't put films like Don't Tread on Me, the latest film from Gary Franchi and William Lewis, over at PrisonPlanet.tv for subscribers. We wouldn't be able to put Invisible Empire up on YouTube for free with over 360,000 views on just one link. There's another full link out there with 50,000 views. The thing has been seen by over 500,000 people easily in the last month. That's how we have victories. People become aware of the issues and then involved, and then they go to the voting booths and they vote Rand Paul and they vote Arlen Warren Commission Specter out of office after all these years. This is a guy that's been around forever. Specter is about as limited hangout as you can get. If you are unaware of this individual, he also headed up the Able Danger hearings, which really were supposed to shine light on this black ops program headed by Tony Schaefer, who's done this show now several times, and his unit with Eric Kleinsmith and others, that they had found ADA and three of the other cells prior to 9/11 and tried to go to the FBI 70 plus times. And you know what Arlen Block the Truth Specter does? He sits up there and panders to the situation and talks about, oh, it must be because of posse comitatus. Posse comitatus is a bad thing. No, posse comitatus is a good thing. It's a separation of the military and police. We have it for a reason. And posse comitatus had nothing to do with Able Danger. And they were very willing to break that premise at the G20 in Pittsburgh when they put troops on the street. So goodbye, Arlen Specter, and hello, Liberty. Let's get Rand Paul into the Senate. Let's take this to the next level. Let's scream from the mountaintops that we can have victories. Let people know that Google isn't the savior. It doesn't have your best interests at heart. On the other side, I really want to get into this situation in Afghanistan because some of the headlines are there. Oh, no, the Taliban's attacking U.S. bases. Wait a minute. We hire Taliban. We created Al-Qaeda. We run the militant groups. That and much, much more coming up. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
We are back live, folks. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma, sitting in for the final hour of the Alex Jones program. We're going to be taking calls in the next segment and wrapping up what I had to say about Eric Schmidt, the CEO of Google, denying that Google was actively taking this data and information and telling prosecutors not to investigate is absolutely obscene and absolutely absurd. They were out there to take photographs and they were data mining the entire country and putting this information on a hard drive. They say they didn't use it. Oh no, they never used it. But we're going to play this clip, and this is from the finale, the credits of Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. So you might hear another couple New World Order quotes, including one from James Woolsey, the ex-director of the CIA. But we're also going to show you Eric Schmidt talking about what the New World Order, the system in which he is a part of. So let's hit that clip.
A lot about that today.
Take the New World Order. It's an interesting phrase.
I've been thinking a little bit about the structure of the world, right? The New World Order, as everybody says.
There it is right there, and then here comes Saakashvili. So there he is.
The New World Order.
Schmidt is talking, what about the structure of the world? The New World Order, as they call it. And he's talking about the elitists in which he works with to track, trace, and database our lives. Before I get to Afghanistan, I just have to do this story, which is completely absurd. There is a county out there in Denver that is now going to be charging 50 cents a bus ride. 50 cents a bus ride for your children. Now, that's a dollar a day, folks. Now, you already pay your school taxes. You pay your state taxes. What could they be using this for? Well, you're not going to believe it until I tell you. But they're using it for a program to put GPS systems in all of the buses in that school's county. Isn't that lovely? You not only pay the school taxes, but you're also going to be paying a dollar a day per child on top of that towards a GPS system in all of the buses in which your child will be given a card and he will swipe, so they're going to be tracking, tracing, and databasing your child on the school bus. Let me repeat that for you. On the school bus. There is nowhere to go. And meanwhile, we just have President Obama inviting the Mexican president to stand on the White House lawn and denounce Arizona's state law. So let me just read this article really quickly, and then we're going to get into the situation in Afghanistan. Douglas County votes to charge fees for school bus rides. This passed 5-0. Parents in Colorado's third largest school district, the third largest school district, are being asked to pay if their kids want to ride the school bus. Think about that. Most of these kids with parents with jobs need to ride the school bus. They have to go to work. The Douglas County School Board voted 5-0 Tuesday night to approve a 50 cent per ride transportation fee starting next school year. So a dollar a day to get to school and back home. The buses will have zoner GPS units to track student ridership. They admitted about tracking, tracing, and databasing your kids. Students will have to use a card or a Z-Pass that will track their use of the bus. Douglas County schools will have to pay $221,000 in three equal installments over the next 3 years. So about $700,000 a year for the next 3 years, $2.1 million to fully implement the GPS tracking technology. That cost covers the system as a whole. Oh, we get to pay for our slavery. How lovely. And that kind of dovetails in with UC Berkeley asking incoming students for DNA. If you're going to Berkeley, folks, refuse the DNA. Just say no. Say, you know what, I don't think I'm going to be part of that. If you really want me to spend $40,000 this year or this semester at your school, maybe you don't take the cotton swab. All right. Now let's get into Afghanistan. Alex Jones last week on his program played the Geraldo Fox News clip in which they just come out and admit, yeah, we're protecting the opium fields. We're working with the farmers to protect you from Al-Qaeda. Meanwhile, it is literally the same network that was caught in the Iran-Contra affair. Do you not understand Robert Gates was involved in that? And now he's our Secretary of Defense. We're not leaving anytime soon. And this is going to continue. Afghan prosecutor issues arrest warrant for U.S. Army officer over killing police. So why is this important? Well, this dovetails in any of the local authorities that try to put a stop to any of these militant activities that are ruining their country. They just get gunned down by who? By U.S.-backed militant forces. What do you mean, U.S.-backed militant forces? Well, these forces that went in and shot the local police chief, guess where they were training? Camp Gecko. What is Camp Gecko? Oh, it's just a spot for the CIA and U.S. Special Forces to run their operations and clothe and militarize and give tanks to these very criminal militants. We're going to come back after this. I am Jason Burma sitting in for the final hour. It's the Alex Jones Show. We are live at Infowars.com and streaming at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine, flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Welcome back. You found it. It is the tip of the spear in the InfoWar, the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma sitting in for the final hour. If you missed any of the program, remember, we rebroadcast in about 27 minutes only at InfoWars.com. We're going to get to the latest information on Afghanistan, on CIA involvement with the Taliban, with Al-Qaeda in just a moment. But first, I want to thank a couple of sponsors. FrontSight.com. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? He has free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at FrontSight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit. all for pennies on the dollar. Go to frontsight.com. That's FrontSight.com. Go check it out today. And, of course, our great sponsor, Ecola Blue. That's EcolaBlue.com. EcolaBlue.com. 1-800-691-6043. And this is fresh drinking water from the air, up to 7.5 gallons out there. And they have a 7 or 12 stage filtering system, the tastiest and most healthy water you can possibly imagine. Is such a cool device, EcolaBlue.com. Now, we're going to go to your calls, but first, I really feel we need to hit these two big mainline stories that everybody seems to be ignoring. This was out of The Guardian over the weekend. Afghan prosecutor issues arrest warrant for U.S. Army officer over police killing. See, they're trying to go to the source, the heart of the issue. The U.S. military officer that is training these militants and authorizing these assassinations and much worse. Afghan soldiers patrol a Taliban stronghold in Kandahar. An Afghan prosecutor has issued an arrest warrant for a U.S. Special Forces officer over the murder of a police chief by U.S.-trained militia forces. Brigadier General Ghulam Ranjabar, the chief military prosecutor in Kabul, has accused the U.S. of creating an outlaw militia. See, they use proxy networks for plausible deniability so they don't have to get their hands dirty directly, which allegedly, yes, right, allegedly, shot dead Matula Kate, the chief of police in the city of Kandahar. He accused American officials of refusing to hand over evidence or to permit his investigators to interview the Special Forces commander. And what's his name? Known to Afghans only as John or Johnny. He alleges sanctioned the raid. So they don't even say, I'm a colonel, I'm a general, this is my name. They give out one of the dozens of aliases to the masses. So again, they're not prosecutable. They cannot be traced back to the crime. This is standard operating procedure and has been for over half a century. The arrest warrant, which has been circulated to border posts and airports, is an embarrassment for the U.S. military, which is facing growing criticism for its links to militias controlled by who? Warlords. And, of course, the head warlord is Walid Hamid Karzai's brother, and the lead opium dealer, supported by who? The CIA for the last 8 years, superseding both the Bush and Obama administrations. In Kandahar, the militias have been accused of murder, rape, and extortion. Ranjabar said an investigation found the force that killed Kata operated from where? Camp Gecko, U.S. military training facility in the hills outside of Kandahar, a base for both U.S. Special Forces and who? The CIA. There it is right there, folks, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. If you go to Kandahar, people say these guys pretend to be interpreters, but they carry out night raids and assassinations, said Ranjabar. We hear lots of strange and shocking stories. But according to the Afghan account, the militia known locally as Kandahar Strike Force or the Kandahar Special Group arrived in the courthouse last June with U.S.-supplied uniforms, vehicles, and weapons. And who are they linked to? Again, Karzai's brother, Ahmed Wali Karzai. It's all here in black and white. When are we going to wake up? And then the New York Times does this puff piece, which intercedes with this information. Despite doubts, U.S. still uses private spies. Where were you doubting this? The military-industrial complex always uses Blackwater, Lockheed Martin, Raytheon to carry out some of their dirty work. Top military officials have continued to rely on a secret network of private spies who have produced hundreds of reports from deep inside Afghanistan and Pakistan, according to American officials and businessmen, despite concerns among some in the military about the legality of the operation, because it is illegal. Illegal. Earlier this year, government officials admitted that the military had sent a group of former Central Intelligence Agency officers, notice that former Central Intelligence Agency officers, and retired Special Operation troops, mercenaries folks, into the region to collect information, some of which was used to track and kill people suspected of being militants. Interviews with more than a dozen current and former government officials and businessmen and an examination of government documents tell the story. Under Pentagon rules, the Army is not allowed to hire contractors for spying, but they are. But of course, military officials said that General David H. Petraeus, the top commander in the region, signed off on the operation in January of 2009. There were prohibitions against intelligence gathering, including hiring agents to provide information about enemy positions in Pakistan. And again, if you watch Invisible Empire,
We have one of the main contractors there talking about the contracting, talking about Petraeus's coin strategy. And what part of coin strategy are they talking about? Oh, biometrically taking the scans of everybody in a combat zone and hiring local nationals, aka the Taliban. And he admits that they work with the Taliban there, but the Taliban are our enemies, Jason. How does this work? And then they go on to say that this is managed, and zoom in here, managed by who? Lockheed Martin. Lockheed Martin and supervised by the Pentagon office in charge of special operations policy. Lockheed Martin running the secret spy network that interconnects with U.S. Special Forces and the CIA, where they go murder local police officials. All right, I said I'd go to your calls, so we're going to hit it up. We're taking your calls. Pastor in Ohio. Pastor, you're on the line.
Yes, well, I was calling earlier when Alex had his guest on, but one of the things I was listening to what you were saying, one of the things you was talking about, deception, our Columbus, Ohio mayor just met with Barack Obama about closed doors, as a matter of fact, him and Newark, New Jersey mayor and Minneapolis, Minnesota mayor. They all met with him this past week, or yesterday, mm-hmm. talking about terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're bringing up Somalians that live in the Columbus area and stuff, but the problem is it was a matter of national security. And with all the things that, you know, you guys have been allowing us, the people, to know, I mean, you guys are sharing your knowledge with us as far as everything that's going on around the world. You know, I just want, first of all, to praise you for you guys for what you're doing, because more and more people are waking up.
Mm-hmm. Well, Pastor, listen, I appreciate the call. And there has been a effort to really demonize Somali pirates around the world and say those Somali pirates, they're terrorists now. Everybody's a terrorist. There's no other terms out there. You do something bad, you're a terrorist. So they may be using them as the next scapegoat, the next patsy in their false flag operations, and we have to be very wary of that. Appreciate the call. John in Ohio. John, you're online.
Yeah, I've been waiting to talk to Alex, too, but I can talk to you. And a minute or two just wouldn't it be silly to think that my disagreements on certain points could be developed that way. Something like WSWS.org or workers.org, having a program uninterrupted for a year might do it. But I wanted to make the point that I think Alex and this program is really fighting the IMF, the World Bank, the CIA, the military-industrial complex on half of its positions, but is absolutely strongly supporting them on the other half.
Hold on, let's stop. What are we possibly supporting on the IMF? What are we possibly supporting on global governance? What are we possibly supporting? You're not going to have that much time, so give me at least one well-put example, sir.
Well, there's I've got about 10, but if you're talking about when Alex used as an example of censorship and constantly piggybacks on the corporate media's bashing of Chavez rather than the country right next door.
Stop, John. Chavez is a dictator out and out. He stopped media companies throughout his country over the last 12 months openly. I feature him as one of my dictators very briefly in Invisible Empire. Has Chavez done some good things? Sure, he's done some good things out there, but he is a dictator. You can't vote him out of power. That's not freedom. That's not a constitutional republic. I'm not pro-communist, man, and neither is Alex Jones. So that's not running for the IMF and the World Bank to point out that he's not good either, that Ahmadinejad, although he speaks some truth, he talks 9/11 truth, he talks about some truth, he should be able to be a sovereign nation and be left alone. He's not great either. I just can't agree with this stuff, John. I'm sorry. Nick in Arkansas, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Jason, can you
yes.
hear me?
Yes, sir.
Sorry about that. I just want to tell you, I just saw Invisible Empire. We got this DVD burners fired up. Great movie. For anybody who hasn't watched it or doesn't really know much about the New World Order, this is super crash course in the New World Order. And I'm really excited about what's going on. Rand Paul winning in Kentucky. That is so awesome.
It's awesome.
Blanche Lincoln seems to be doing a runoff here in Arkansas. I'm happy to report about that. Hopefully we can get her out. Do you know of any candidates in this area that are pro-gun, pro-libertarian, against the New World Order?
Not off the bat in Arkansas, but I will say this. We are having great victories. And with Arlen Specter out, Arlen Specter has been a staple of the Senate for decades right now. That is a huge victory. It shows the global awakening is also taking place, not just around the globe, but in this country. And all the subversion by Fox News trying to take over the Tea Party events isn't going to work. We're going to continue to put our people into office. And at these rallies, it would be great if people got a copy of Don't Tread on Me and Invisible Empire and made copies of those films and handed out hundreds and thousands of those films, because that's how we're going to get the information out. That's how we show what the quote-unquote New World Order is, how it is a push, an ideal for a global government. Who was talking about that global government today? Brzezinski. And of course, Brzezinski is featured in the film. Appreciate the call, Nick. Steven in Florida. Steven, you're on the line.
Yeah, hey, good afternoon, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. Okay, there we go.
All right, what's on your mind, Steven?
Hey, a couple things. First of all, Alex had Gary Franchi with Restore the Republic on a couple days ago and did a really good interview. And I get Gary's reality report. It's an email report he sends out. It's really good. And in the latest one, I wanted to ask you about to see what you think. He was talking about the Arizona immigration bill, and he said after further looking into it, he's changed his position and believes based on the wording in that bill, it's actually a backdoor for the federal government to come in, do what that bill calls for immigrants, for illegals, for anybody in the United States, just like the Patriot Act does with so-called terrorists. What
well, I
got
to tell you, Stephen,
that?
When it was first introduced to me and I didn't know much about it, I said that very same thing, that a lot of these laws look good on the surface, but they're a backdoor for global governance and federal control. So I'm going to have to take a look at it. But I don't know. As far as I know, the way it's being carried out right now, if they pull somebody over and they appear to be an illegal immigrant, I don't think it's a bad thing to check if they have a consular matriculation card or they indeed are a citizen, and if not, they send them over the border. I think that is a good thing. Appreciate the call. Before I go to Jim in Illinois and Dalton in Georgia, I want to go back to that caller that was pro-communist for a moment. This is what happens with communism. This headline, China organ trafficking trial exposes grisly trade. And throughout this, they try to make it look, you know, kind of sexy. And this guy who was trafficking organs, he is a good guy, actually. He never sold bad organs. And it tells you a Beijing court is prosecuting a man for illegal organ trafficking. Local media reported putting the spotlight on a grisly black market in body parts in a country where the demand for transplants far outstrips supply. And he's a big hero, and he's being prosecuted by the government. But then at the end, they admit, where is the most organ harvesting coming from? Well, from prisons in China. However, the majority of organs from transplant are still where? Harvested from executed criminals, the paper said. Beijing hopes the new system will end both live transplants and taking organs from prisoners, which makes senior officials uncomfortable. And it only makes them uncomfortable when they have to talk about it, because otherwise they're making big profits on the black market. They should be on trial. Executed prisoners are definitely not a proper source for organ transplants, said the vice minister, Hong Zhifo, telling the China Daily. Yeah, right, but you'll continue to do it. Let's go to Jim in Illinois. Jim, you're online.
Hi, thanks. I've heard recently here about the illegal immigration thing. You know, I live in Chicago, and you guys, I don't know if you've had any calls from people from Chicago or not, but let me just tell you something. It's so bad here where I live that they'll intimidate you until you pretty much move out of the area. Unless you stand up and say, no, I'm not going to have any of that. I'm not going to be the victim, and I'm not going to be the criminal. And recently here, I was listening to two state's policemen and an off-duty judge or off-duty cop and a judge and a guy from the National Guard talking about, you will be processed one way or another. One way, either as a victim, or another way, either as you standing up and saying, no, I won't have any more of this. I totally put my foot down. I'm not going to be the victim anymore. And in that case, when you stand up for your rights and say no, you're a criminal. And they laughed about it. And the thing was that they were all talking about how the state police and the Illinois National Guard here have been working in conjunction with Mayor Daley's office, and that that I'm going to tell you this right now, and this is a prediction, and I hope you guys are recording this. Illinois is going to be the first police state in the United States. And how do I know that? Because the judge that was sitting at that bar at that local establishment, it wasn't a bar, but it was like a drinking, dining establishment, he said that he sees this happening within the next 2.5 years, and probably even before that, within 8 months, was the other guy's, was his...
Jim, I appreciate the call, and we will definitely keep our eye on Illinois. Dalton in Georgia. Dalton, you're on the line. Let's go to Justin in Colorado. Justin, you're on the line.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Okay, yes, I have a document. This is just following up on your that bus thing you were saying in Colorado.
Yes.
Yes, I got this. There's this notice I got from the school district for my sister. It's saying that every student district in Colorado is required to report to the Colorado Department of Education each year. The federal government recently changed the reporting categories for student data to more accurately reflect the diversity of the country's present population. Under the new system, you will now be asked to indicate both the ethnicity and the racial categories for your children. On this data sheet, it has a couple. There's a new question. I've never seen this on any kind of ethnic question. It's this number one, ethnicity. Are you Hispanic or Latino? Yes or no? And if you're not, indicate which ethnicity you are. Which is what I'm thinking now is that they want to. They want to
profile everybody. They want to profile areas, man. They want to charge you for it. They want to track, trace, and database you. Once you're in the database, that's when the massive profiling begins. They'll have individual profiles, community profiles. They'll have county profiles, and, of course, statewide profiles. And they'll use this profiling information to divide and conquer. That's the idea. While they tax you for it. While they tax you for it, they are going to divide and conquer with your information while they enslave your children before your very eyes. It's the Alex Jones Show. Final segment coming in. I am Jason Burma sitting in. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at kerostove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Back, it's the final segment of the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Verma sitting in for the final hour. Alex coming back up in the rebroadcast in just about 6 minutes. Before I go to some final calls, there were two other stories I really wanted to hit up. We often talk about the elite's search for immortality, and a lot of people will laugh at you and say, oh, Jason, that's just science fiction. Found genes that let you live to 100. This is Times Online. They're calling them the Methuselah genes after the biblical character that lived to be 969. You see, folks, only about one person in 10,000 actually lives to be the age of 100. So these centurions have now been examined. They've looked at their genomes, and they found out that they do have certain genes in common in 20 or 30 percentile that do allow them to live these long lives. The genes are ADIPOQ, CETP, and APOC3. Read the article. It's a big one. And the other thing I want to caution people about is they are now promoting cancer vaccines. Yes, cancer vaccines that can kill tumors, and in some cases, they're saying within the next 10 years, will prevent cancer altogether. Be very wary of this. Remember, when they gave out the polio vaccination, folks, they put SV40 in it. That's simian virus 40, which was a live cancer virus, which people sued over after family members died and were maimed and paralyzed and all sorts of other horrific things, and won those lawsuits. So be very cautious as they tell you, oh, we have a vaccine for cancer now. Andrea in Kentucky, you're on the line. Yes, Andrea.
Hi. Bravo on Invisible Empire. What an awesome movie.
Oh, thank you.
I just wanted to say the victory of Rand Paul here in Kentucky, everybody is so hyped up. The local media is already saying how Jack Conway, which is his Democratic opponent, how he's going to have to run a perfect campaign. And he is, because he is up against, you know, one of
he's
our
He's up
leaders.
Against real liberty, Andrea. He's up against the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. He's up against the people. And quite frankly, I don't think he stands a chance. I think it is so exciting that Rand Paul ran away with the primary in Kentucky, and now we have to get him into office. Appreciate the call. Gotta jump. Jim in New York. Jim, you're on the line.
Yes, Jason. My name is Jim. I'm trying to make this as concise as possible. You know, I'm listening to this day after day, and I'm saying to myself, what is the central theme, if there is one, that can coalesce our movement, you know? Because they got us running in 40 different directions, you know, whether it's environmental, all this other nonsense. I won't go through it. But I received some letter today. I live in Nassau County, and Capital Improvement Project. And I thought that was, I find these humorous, you know? It's nonsense.
Jim, the bottom line is they are going to hit you from all angles, whether it be the war on terror, endless wars in the Middle East for a Eurasian Union that benefit who? The elite class and the military-industrial complex. A false environmental movement. A move to literally taxing you to breathe on all levels, to taxing you on how many cars you have, how many kids you have, how big your home is, how much garbage you produce, your carbon footprint, demonizing a life force, carbon dioxide, here on the planet. So, yes, it is literally from all angles blowing out the economy with banksters running around consolidating power with the IMF and the World Bank under the G20 globalist system. Yes, it's not an easy fix. Yes, we are going to have to branch out. There is no one solution. But I got to tell you, folks, I am so encouraged to see Rand Paul in as the Kentucky primary winner. Let's get him into Senate. Let's get other like-minded patriots out there. We've got the rebroadcast coming up in about 60 seconds. Don't miss it. Alex Jones was in live for the first 3 hours I covered. The last hour we covered the Afghanistan drug trade, the corrupt military-industrial complex. We covered Google. We covered the elections. We covered what's happening in Arizona and so much more. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. God bless you all.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.